So we talk about how good living is for you in Exmouth, and let's talk about the work here in the station. How do you find it? Have you found it for the last 15, 16 years?
It's been good. I started with, in the early days before AFP, we started as APS, Australian Protective Services, and then we transferred into AFP. And as soon as we changed over, we found we got a pretty good pay rise from APS days. But things got a little bit more serious than APS days. You know, things were a bit more casual and...
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, we had to, you know, smarten up and get a little bit more professional. And, you know, that's been progressing over the years. And things on the station have been good. You know, I enjoy the guys I work with. Yeah, we all get on really well.
Great.
Actually. Yeah, great. And on the weekends where, you know, during the week we look at the weather and go, oh, well, you know, well, it looks good on Sunday. We all go fishing together and hang out together quite a bit. But, no, station's pretty cohesive.
Yeah.
Everyone gets it.
Great to hear, yeah.
Sometimes a couple of the new recruits are, take a while to settle. You know, I think they go to college and they get all primed up in college about, you know, wrestling and shooting and blah, blah. But when it comes on the station, it's kind of not like that.
A bit more low-key.
It's a lot low-key. And if you think you're going to come and you're going to be, you know, arresting people all the time and, you know, it's not going to be like that.
Yeah. You've always got them skills in the, you know, the back.
In the back of your head, but you always have to be, you know, just in case. But a lot of it's just driving around, just observing. A lot of the work is just observing and reporting back, you know.
Being a presence.
Just being the eyes and ears, really. It's not that much
of hands-on
of
stuff.
So if you think you're going to come and there's going to be, arrests left and right and protests, well, that's
not quite for you, especially in smaller places like Exmouth.
But every now and then something happens and, you know, on to it. We're all...
Yeah, everyone's on it.
Everyone's on it. Everyone's ready for when it does happen, you know, when it does happen or if something does happen. But, it's a fairly quiet place. There's not a lot of crime, so there's...
Yeah, you were saying before.
Hmm.
Being pretty close to town, though, you do get a bit of public interaction.
Yeah.
Because
the
base is, you know, a 5-minute drive from the city. Well, from the town,
The town. We do deal with the public a bit. And, mainly in the car parks surrounding the base and, you know, a lot of backpackers camped up and stuff like that. So just have to use a bit of common sense and speak to them like people, not like you know, they're
spoken to,
like you'd like to be exactly. Yeah. And if you come on a little bit too heavy, I think it's counterproductive.
Yeah,
you know, you just speak to them like I'd expect to be spoken to, and all good.
Yeah, pass that on to all the new people coming through.
Yeah. We'll try to, you know, because I've been here for a while, and I work with, you know, a lot of the new guys and try and teach them the ways that, you know, that kind of work.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
been doing shift work for, you know, so long now.
Nights never get easier, you know, as you get older. Nights grate on you a little bit, but the shifts are good. The one good thing about the shifts is that you work 4 or 5 days and then you have 4 or 5 days off.
Yep.
So there's plenty of time to, you know, they're 12-hour shifts are long and, you know, pretty draining, but then you just go, okay. If I didn't do 12 hours and I did 8, we'd work 5 days a week and only had it for 2 days off.
Mm.
I'd rather get it done.
Yeah, a bit of reward for effort.
And then have your 4 or 5 days off and, you know, you can completely relax before you come back on shift again.
You can go off,
go
and explore
Exmouth. Go and do your thing, yeah. And usually in that period there'll be, you know, a couple of, one or two nice days that you can go out and go out in the boat and
explore and fish.
Explore, exactly.
Yeah. And do you, while you're out in patrol, do you wish you were out there as well? I guess because you're so close to the ocean,
well,
you can almost touch it, can't you?
Well, we overlook the ocean, and there's some days, you can look over the surf spots, and some days I can see surf and only a couple of guys there, and I'm going, oh.
Yeah, a bit envious.
I could just chuck my gun in the hole and go surfing. Not that I'd ever do it. But
you know that in a couple of ships' time, it's your turn.
It'll be you, yeah.
Yeah. Look, if anyone's coming to Exmouth or is interested in coming to Exmouth, you know, what would you say to them about any advice or...
If you're right into nightclubs and coffee shops and, you know, urban sort of living, it's possibly not for you. It's a bit more relaxed than that. And, you know, the nightlife isn't great. And, you know, there's not that many... Well, there's a couple... Some of the restaurants are good, but if you think you're going to come to somewhere where you're going out all the time and, you know, it's party every... Well, it's not like that.
Exmouth's not for you.
Exmouth's not for you.
But...
But if you're a bit more, you know... I don't know. If you like the outdoors life and like being active during the day, you're in business.